Korea Gate. Not again.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
It came back to me as I read that a delegation of House Republicans, including Majority Leader Tom DeLay, had accepted an expense-paid trip to South Korea from a registered foreign agent, a no-no under House rules. Mini Korea Gate, you might call it, because the original Korea Gate was a big deal. Master lobbyist and rice broker Tung Sun Park of South Korea dispensed $850,000 to members of Congress during a 10-year period ending in 1977. And before the original Korea Gate was over, there had been 5 Senate investigations and 1 congressman sent to jail. The word gate for scandal came to enrich our lexicon from Watergate, the break-in into Democratic headquarters in the Watergate office building in 1972. Ready for a few more gates in case you're too young to remember? Billy Gate, 1980, about President Carter's brother who took hundreds of thousands of dollars from Libya's Colonel Gaddafi for what, I am still not sure. Debate Gate, 1980. The Reagan campaign got an under-the-counter copy of the Carter briefing book for his debate with contender Ronald Reagan. Contragate or Irangate, 1987. The Reagan arms for hostages deal with Iran, proceeds used to bankroll the Nicaraguan Contras. Nannygate, 1993. President Clinton's nomination of Zoe Baird as Attorney General derailed by the disclosure that she employed a foreign housekeeper and didn't pay Social Security taxes. Hairgate, 1993. The alleged $200 haircut for President Clinton on Air Force One while it was parked on an LAX runway. And finally, Monica Gate, the Monica Lewinsky affair that ultimately led to President Clinton's impeachment. I don't know if the Republican Korea junket will qualify for a gate designation, but it certainly brings back some memories. This is Daniel Shore.